The article reveals that multi-grade instruction schools emerged during the 1970s. As a product of historical circumstances, they need to reduce the number of teachers according to the number of students. This decision was applied without providing for the quality of the school services, such as infrastructure or instructional material. Based on these experiences, the author analyzes the commitment that the universities must make with schools with only one teacher, as well as the profile of the teacher assuming the position. She concludes with a list of challenges that these schools should keep in mind so that they can contribute to the transformation of rural communities.